And that's just one of the ways you can operate your business from a virtual platform. Now, another way, Lynn was talking about it, and we've got Lynn Stanfield on here with Zierra. You know, Lynn was talking about he used to have offices, and now he doesn't need, he works on a virtual platform because he meets his clients at their location, and he operates basically a virtual business. Lynn, talk about that.
Yeah, I'll always meet with my clients at their business because my business is very service-oriented, and what I'm trying to do is understand their business and how I can best help them, you know, drive leads and sales to help them grow their business. And there's a lot of tools that I help them move into. Like, I'm always suggesting people move into the Google Apps, which is moving a lot of what you do into the cloud, your office documents, your email, so that no matter where you're at, you can access all your business information. With Google Drive, you can have an immediate backup of what's on your laptop at all times.
See, that's what we use Dropbox for. Now, let me talk about our last business, which we were in business for 15 years, and the mortgage business, you know, kind of imploded, and we were in the subprime lending business. And we built a $150,000 server to allow us to run our offices. We had several locations, at one time as many as five locations. And we built a server that we spent $150,000 on, and we could operate all these offices. That server became obsolete, and when we closed the operations of that company, we sold it for $2,500, and it was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay, in today's world, we replaced that entire capacity, and I'm not a technical guy. I'm not a computer guy, but I have the vision for how to run the business, a virtual business, okay? And we replaced the same capacity and ability that server operated now with mostly online subscription cloud-based applications.
Mm-hmm. Inexpensive. And
very important. Inexpensive. We do that because the technology stays up to date, it's secure, and it's very scalable.
Oh, and most of those systems, you start out, if you're a small business and you're just getting started, you can use the service for free. As your business grows, the cost of adding more users is very low.
It's very nominal.
That's what happened with us on Dropbox. We ran free for probably a few months until we needed more. And we're paying maybe, I think, $20 a month total, $30 a month total.
And how much a month were you paying before?
Thousand. Well, we had a
$150,000 server.
Yeah, and we had an $80,000 a year IT guy that managed that whole process. Outsource everything in our business today.
Yeah, you know, a really good friend of mine, Dave Ramsey. I'm joking. I've never met him, but my beautiful and intelligent wife had told me that Dave Ramsey said the two reasons why small businesses fell, are one, cash flow. We all know that, and two is outgrowing their bones. And Corey, you mentioned two or three times scalability. And our systems are scalable. If you have a $150,000 server and all of a sudden you need twice the capacity, are you spending another $150,000?
You know, we're about out of time, but I want to just say if you're interested in taking your business virtual, there's more information we have available. We got some information on the Minding Your Business website. We got some links on to some services that you can subscribe to that you can eliminate some, you know, fixed overhead. Out there on the web. Also, I want to mention that Lynn Stanfield, if you want to contact him for internet marketing or website work, or maybe he can manage your entire internet marketing project at a very nominal cost.
Does for us.
Yeah, we're giving away his services. You can check out on the Minding Your Business Radio website. Right, I think we're just about out of time, so I'll let Greg take it.
We're getting close to the end there, folks, so write this number down, 866-660-5759 for next week. But you want to be tuning in to www.mindingyourbusinessradio.com. And this has been the Business Survival Network with Corey Stafford, and I'm Greg Knapp. See you next week.